views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hello, welcome everybody with Artie and Sky, Angels and Answers, and we are here for another wonderful week, talking spirituality, talking about readings, and talking about God knows what. Now, what I wanted to talk about was about, you know, taking care of yourself, and it's very important to take care of yourself. I was doing, you know, I choose my topics based on my readings. And when my readings are consistent with, you know, a bunch of people that I'm reading, I feel it necessary to talk about it. And this week, a lot of people were feeling weighed down on themselves. And, you know, people were, you know, very confused. They're like depressed, whether it be within themselves, within the relationships. And, you know, it's very, very important that you take care of yourself first and that you share yourself with other people. And, you know, but you got to take care of, number one, making someone else or something else responsible for your happiness isn't the best thing. You got to feel happy within yourself, and you share that beauty with inside you and share it with some other people. Because what happens is that it makes you feel very vulnerable when you're making someone or something responsible for your happiness. And this is, let me tell you, let me give you a perfect example. You know, a lot of people, if they feel, you know, like with their weight, or if they feel like way off balance with themselves, very important that you start doing things that support whatever makes you happy. It could be a hobby. It could be working out. It could be dressing better. But you got to start doing things that really support yourself and your inner happiness. And you got to also disconnect, also allow yourself to disconnect from other people that are, you know, making you feel like crap, basically. You know, too many people hang on to other people where they're making them feel like really low or down and out. And, you know, they've been with the same people for years and years. And too many people get comfortable with the uncomfortableness rather than starting to cut ties with certain relationships that don't make sense anymore. You know, they might have worked for you back in the yesteryears, but as you start to grow, you know, what people are important to you, you know, for today. Not that everybody has to be perfect. You know, the wonderful thing about having all different kinds of friendships is, you know, everyone brings something new to the table. You have different personalities that bring a different flavor to the, to your life. And, you know, there's certain friends who you could just tell anything to. There are certain friends that you just like to, you know, go out and, you know, play sports with. You know, there are friends that you have for different variety of reasons. And so everyone supports a different part, you know, a different aspect of yourself. You know, you have other people where, you know, you just like to talk business with. But if you're not trusting the person, whoever you're associated with, whether it be business or personal, then it's like, why are you allowing yourself to do this? Now, a lot of times people feel stuck in their situation. And when I say stuck, they're like either very emotionally codependent or they're very financially codependent or because of the kids, and they feel stuck. And, or, you know, maybe it's like you're taking care of somebody, you know, as far as who's physically or emotionally or mentally ill, and you feel stuck. And so that's why it's very important that you have an outlet to allow other people to assist you so that you could have a break. Now, a lot of times people say, well, I can't. And it's not that they can't. It's just that they're afraid to let go of control. And they're afraid that someone else won't be as good as them or won't do everything in the way that they do it. But you can train somebody to do that. And I gave some advice to someone else a couple weeks back who felt very stuck in their life because they were, you know, taking care of, I think they were taking care of their one of their parents, if I'm not mistaken, or taking care of a child that wasn't, you know, that had mental disabilities. And so what I suggested is that if you go to the schools or to the colleges where people are training to be with, you know, members who are, you know, people who are disabled, you know, you could hire them as an intern and, you know, and you could train them to help you take care of whoever it is you need help taking care of. And so it's all about, like I said, taking care of yourself. And a lot of times people feel very guilty about having time for themselves. They really do. And I know some of you right now are shaking your head and say, yeah, I do feel guilty. And it's a shame that people actually feel like this, that finally when they have time on their hands, they feel like they should be taking care of somebody or they should be cleaning the house or they should be cutting the lawn. They feel like their time must be always taken by taking care of responsibilities. And it's a shame. It really is. It's a shame that people don't know how to relax, go to the beach, go on a hammock in your backyard and read a good book. Just go for a nice drive, go shopping, go out to dinner with your friends, go out to lunch with your friends. You know, hook up with friends or family members who you really appreciate that every single time you're with them, that you love hanging time with them, and yet you don't get a chance that much. So, you know, it's important that you do things that satisfy and nurture your heart and soul, that make you feel complete. Putting all your eggs in one basket with one person is unrealistic, because if you do that, then you're making them responsible for your entire life. They are not pulling through to all your expectations. And, you know, it, like I said, it's unrealistic. And I've seen this happening countless times in relationships and with people. And you think that you want someone to be your everything. And I can understand you want someone to be most of your everything, but not your everything, because, again, you know, a lot of times couples get along great when they only see each other once in a while. And I know a few married couples who've been married, you know, since the Johnson administration, like since way back when, and they have a perfect relationship, and the guy's always on the road doing business, or he works a lot, or the mother is always out doing things with the kids or doing things also with her job, and they get together every once in a while, but it's a perfect dynamic. Now, is it like that for everybody? No, it's not like that for everybody, you know, but I'm just saying that it's important to have, to be diversified in your interest, and that just because your partner isn't 100% interested in what you like to do, whether it be a sport, whether it be walking, whether it be certain shows, whether you like to go out more, the other one doesn't. So, you know, share time with other friends, and that's perfectly normal. And I feel like it's healthy. So long as your partner knows everything of who you're with, then, you know, and the trust is there, then you should have no problem whatsoever going out with any friends that, you know, make you feel happy or make you feel good, you know. And again, it's about taking care of yourself and making yourself feel happy. And, you know, also, it's really good to go to seminars, you know, of certain interests you might have. It could be about cooking, you know, it could be about spirituality. It could be about anything. And again, if your partner's not into it, then that's fine, but it doesn't mean you have to stay home. And a lot of people choose to stay back because their partner doesn't want to go out. And it's like, well, what am I going to do? They don't want to go out, or I don't want to go by myself, or, well, then call someone else. And why not by yourself sometimes? You know, for me personally, I have no problem with going out to dinner by myself. I have no problem with going to the movie by myself. I've done it before. And I enjoy that peace of mind away from all the other responsibilities that got in my life. And you never know. How do you know, you know, as someone once told me, how do you know that the person who's by themselves, maybe they don't feel sorry for them. Maybe they're happy to be away from their havoc. Maybe they're happy away. They're happy to be away from their partner or from, you know, their work environment or from their kids. And they're just taking time out to air out their brains, you know? So it really is. It's very healthy for you to be a little selfish, to take care of your own personal needs and to air out your brains. And everything is a balance in life. And, it's very important. It really is. It's very important that you do nurture yourself and take care of yourself. And I'll tell you, you know, when I first, you know, met up with Sky, you know, Sky will be with us right after this break. But after Sky and I hooked up, you know, she didn't have, I mean, I'm fortunate enough where I have a lot of spiritual friends and a lot of spiritual people in my life to share a lot of common interests and also to have someone special in my life, you know, you share common things with, and it's a lot of fun when you have that connection. But when Sky and I got together, I was able to open up a whole nother world for her with, you know, my other spiritual friends or to go to conventions. And, you know, so it was great. And she had no one to really share that part of her life that was so strong in her life, but she had no one to share things with at that level. And like I said, I was fortunate enough where I do. So it was a pleasure that, you know, the universe brought us together and we're able to feed off of one another and to bounce things off of one another on a different level. And it's not that you don't care about your partner, but you just can't share everything with your partner in life, whoever that may be, because you have a different intellect with your work environment, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a lawyer, whether you're a physicist, whether you're whatever, you could be a teacher or into, you know, sports, whereas your partner might not be. So, and like I said, everything in life is a balance. And, you know, just allow yourself to do things that nurture your heart, that nurture your soul, and learn to delegate responsibilities. And a lot of people have a problem with micromanaging, and they have a hard time letting go of the responsibility because they feel like they have to be there for everything. They have to tell everybody everything. You know, they're the authority figure, and the kids or the partners, they're not going to get along without them. And you have to learn to let go of control. And so what I did, what I posted up on my Facebook about a week ago, and it said the more control you think you have of somebody, the harder you try to control somebody, the less control you have. And it all stems down from trust, you know, and it's about you allowing yourself to have a life and also not being so overwhelming to your partner or to your kids and allow them to have a life themselves. And just you don't have to micromanage everything. So many people think that they have to be the center core of everybody else's life. And they stress out over all the stress, but yet if they don't have enough commotion going on in their life, they feel like they're missing out on something. And, you know, so it's interesting dynamic how that works out. You know, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. So, but allow yourself, like I said, allow yourself that freedom. And sometimes it takes a little time to get yourself there. You can't do everything yesterday. Sometimes you have to line up your finances or you have to line up the people and to help you get from where you are to where you want to be. So long as you have a plan to get from point A to point B, and you might be stuck in the moment, but so long as you have a plan to get to your oasis or to accomplish what you want to accomplish, then you're doing fine. You're doing fine. But don't ever feel like you're stuck, because you're never stuck. It's just a matter of making healthier choices for yourself to make yourself feel better or to open up. And So that's my viewpoint on, you know, treating yourself better and taking care of yourself. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, Sky will have a lot to say about that as well. But like I said, I was inspired by a string of readings where people felt stuck in their life. And there are people who were, you know, way out of their comfort zone weight-wise. I mean, way out of their comfort zone. And so they feel trapped. Their self-esteem is low. And they want to go out, but I don't know. They just stop going out. They won't go out dancing. They won't go out with their friends. They won't, you know, because they're too self-conscious. So once you start working on yourself, everything else starts to flow. And then when you start to lose the weight, people start to compliment you, you start to feel better, and you start buying clothes that make you feel really good, not just because they're on sale, but you look at yourself in the mirror and say, yeah, I really look cool in this, or I really look sexy in it. So don't be afraid to take care of yourself. All right, everybody, well, stick around because Sky's going to be joining me after this commercial break. So listen up, and we'll be right back after this break.
Now, somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Stop. but too late. I waited around and then I run to the door. I can't take anymore. It's not you. You let me down again. Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home. I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why do you build me up, buttercup, baby, just to let me down and mess me around and then worst of all. Let me know. Or do you want to? I'm attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so? Baby, baby, try to find a little time. I'll make you happy. I'll be home. I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh. Why do you build me up, buttercup, baby, just to let me down?
Welcome back, everybody, with Artie and Sky with Angels and Answers, and for our second segment.
How you doing?
Sky, I'm doing good. I was just asking you before, I was trying to ask you before, you know, the last 2 days, the energy has been off the charts for me. Like, it's been, like, weird energy. Has it been like that for you, or were you more even keel?
You know something? It absolutely has. And to prove it, I'm having a little bit of interruption in our audio. So I didn't understand it because everything is a go here. And absolutely, I'm having that. I'm having a lot of good sensations as well. But I think that I'm feeling a very powerful energy, something that's really leading me and something that's really working in my favor, actually. I'm feeling very happy. My moods have been crazy off the charts, happy. I feel like, I mean, I'm getting readings left and right. I feel like people are gravitating to me like crazy. And I have
That's good.
Yes, I have to agree with that. My energy, the energy around me is crazy. And I'm wondering if that has to do with maybe the way the planets are aligned at this particular time.
Yeah, I think there's a new moon coming up soon.
Ah, very powerful, a new moon. Very powerful. But you know what? There's new moons every month. This seems to be a little bit more powerful. How about you?
I haven't hung a moon in a while.
Not out the car window, I'm surprised.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes you get that plumber's crack, but I don't know if that's considered a new moon. it's an old moon under new circumstances, but but I was explaining to everybody in the first few minutes of our show about, you know, taking care of yourself and how important it is, you know, because everyone's so wrapped up in just taking care of their responsibilities or taking care of the responsibilities of everybody else. And I said, you got to start doing things that really nurture yourself to make yourself happy.
And you're right. I believe that you cannot successfully take care of anyone else unless you take care of yourself first. Because let's face it, in order for you to give 100% energy to someone else's needs, you have to be at tip-top 100% energy. And the only way to do that
is by taking care of yourself. I mean, a lot of people don't realize how deficient they are in vitamins. I mean, we all try to eat right. Yeah, we all try to eat right. We try to get enough sleep. But are we actually doing that? I feel as though, you know, even myself included, I take like 17 vitamins a day.
Are you serious?
No. Yes, I do. I'll show them to you when you come to my house. I'll show them to you. I know that if I don't take those vitamins for 2 days, for 2 days, I feel like I'm in a slump. I really do.
Really?
And you don't,
you want to know something? Go ahead.
Yeah. You don't realize how much they actually do for you because it's in the moment and you're taking them and you're feeling good and you just ignore the fact that you're feeling good because of the vitamins. It is. It's because of the vitamins, and you don't really pay attention to that until you stop taking them.
I started taking these green coffee beans, and I know you don't like them, but I was taking these green coffee beans, and I also take a probiotic. And what happens is that, and I lost over 20 pounds taking it, and it's been staying off. So what happens with the green coffee beans, like when you're eating, your body will burn off whatever energy, you know, it gets from the food. Now, a lot of times, if you're not burning off the energy, you know, the food turns into sugar, which then turns into fat, and your body stores it, which, you know, puts on the weight and all. And so when I take the green coffee beans, the green, and they're black pills. They come in, you know, they're coming, you get them at some kind of vitamin store. You know, a lot of vitamin stores will have them, the green coffee beans.
Yeah.
And so what happens is that these coffee beans will burn off all that extra fat that's in your body. So whatever your body doesn't use to naturally, you know, to live on, rather than being stored as fat, it passes through your system. And and then the probiotics, it cleans your intestines out. And so, you know, when I you know, do my business, you know, it flows really well. So, and also about drinking enough water too. So, yeah, it's been working really well. So, I mean, I do a lot of physical exercise just in my job alone besides being psychic. But besides that, these vitamins really, really make a huge difference. So like you were saying, when you take the vitamins, you know, it really is. It's important to give yourself the energy that you need.
Yes. See, the reason I don't like the green coffee bean or the black coffee bean is because I am a coffee drinker. I drink maybe 4 or 5 20-ounce cups a day, and I drink it black. So I'm
I don't drink any coffee.
Yes, I know. So if I take the coffee beans and I drink the coffee, I'm like walking on my third nerve. You know what I mean? I'm a wreck.
You're bouncing off the walls.
Yes, I am literally. So, you know,
wow.
I'm getting the benefit of the coffee beans through the liquid coffee. But if I were to take them both, forget about it. It would be like I'd be racing back and forth. And I have tried them. You know, I tried them. And I was like a crazy lunatic, running back and forth, doing so much, perspiring. I mean, it was just too much. And my heart was palpitating. I said, you know what?
I don't think the actual liquid coffee has the same effect other than keeping you up. But I believe that these coffee beans have other nutrients to them other than just coffee itself. Because I 100% despise coffee. Myself and my brother, you know, we're not coffee drinkers at all. And but I consistently run on 4 or 5 hours sleep a night, and maybe once a week I'll get that 8 hours of sleep. But my energy is pretty high up there throughout the course of the day. Where it comes from, I have no clue. But you know,
well, I want to tell you something. Historically, mediums and psychics, we don't require a lot of sleep. I only require 3 hours a night. If I can go to bed at 4 o'clock and get up at 7, and I can put in a full day and not even feel tired. I know it's
well, now I don't feel bad. Yeah, see, it's interesting because, you know, there's a lot of, you know, when I went to the Arthur Findlay Foundation, I was hanging out with all the other mediums and psychics from around the world. A lot of us had a lot of similar traits as far as sleeping habits, as far as memory, having a really bad memory. as far as just looking at life very differently. Also, mediums and psychics are much, much more sensitive emotionally than other people.
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. It's just part of our nature because we're empathic. When you're empathic, you feel pain. You feel other people's sorrow, other people's pain, other people's distress. Even if you don't want to, there are times that I have been sitting next to people that I don't even know, and I'm getting a feeling of despair. And I look over, and I know that that person is suffering personally in some kind of way. And that's very customary for a psychic medium to get that. We feel it. And even though, you know, we close and we open, when those feelings are that strong, no matter how closed you are, you're always open because your soul never rests. Your soul is on 24/7, you know?
No, your soul is on 24/7, but we have to go to a commercial break. All right, everyone, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever tried to make lifestyle changes but had difficulty following through? Imagine what it would be like to get up each morning with energy, clarity, and motivation to tackle the day. If you want to get past limiting barriers that are preventing you from living your best life, join holistic health and wellness coach T. Carrie Mitchell each month on the Dr. Pat Show. Or visit lifestyle120.com today and start to receive the personal attention you deserve.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vail, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
I love you, love me. I
welcome back, everybody, with Artie and Sky, Angels and Answers. Hey, Sky, do you have the phone number if anybody wants to call into the station for a reading?
No.
What is it, Brian? 1-800-930-2819,
Artie.
2819. All right, 1-800-930-2819 if anybody would like a reading by Sky and I, or Sky or I, or I, or Sky.
Or together.
Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah, we bounce off. We bounce off well together.
Yes, we do. You see, this is what I'm saying. The energy, like you had mentioned.
Hey, Sky. Sky, you got to do something. You got to do something you should have done as soon as you got on the air.
What?
Do you remember?
Oh, yes, I do. Absolutely, I do. Well, we were having a little technical difficulty, and I forgot. Folks, I have a tremendous apology to offer everyone. It seems that I was caught up in a scam that millions of people were caught up with over Goldie Hawn. I want to apologize to the family of Goldie Hawn for saying that she had crossed over. She did not cross over. It was a big hoax. It was on Facebook, and everybody thought that was watching it on Facebook or looking or reading it, that she had crossed. But she's very well alive. She's healthy and well. And I want to give my sincere apologies to everyone out there, including the Goldie Hawn family. I feel so terrible that this happened, but I seem to be not the only one that got caught up with this. It seems that millions of people are under the false assumption that Goldie Hawn passed away. And she did not. She's healthy as a horse. And that's happy news.
I like to think she's like Jesus. She came back alive. Resurrection. She's alive.
Well, I'm just happy that she's still alive. And she is an amazing talent. And I have always enjoyed everything she has done. She's so versatile as an actress. And I, for one, am very thrilled that she's still with us. And I do apologize to the family and for our listeners because I gave you the wrong information. And when Artie found out, I said, oh, my goodness, I cannot believe I fell for the scam. Well, I'm not with the company.
Well, I guess it shows you're human also.
Absolutely. And I even said, gee, I hope she connects with me. So unless she gives me a phone call, I
Can you imagine if she called you on your cell phone, like shortly after the show?
I would have lost.
It's like, how did you connect on the other side, you know?
Oh, my goodness. I felt so badly when I found out that she's actually, I feel happy that she's alive, but I felt badly that I gave everybody this information. I did want to clear that up, and I'm thankful for reminding me about that.
Yeah, she made a big, her big start was on Ronan Martin Laugh It back in the day. That was an excellent show. I loved Ronan Martin Laugh It.
So loved it.
It's like you don't see any shows like that anymore, and it's a shame.
It is a shame. It really is. Because that was a show that the whole family could gather around as a family together and just enjoy. You know? And they don't have shows like that anymore that are geared to the kids as well as the adults. That you could sit around like a family once again and maybe have all the popcorn and just have these variety shows that have, you know, so much comedy with them, you know? It was just a good laugh. Every minute was a good laugh.
You know, it's interesting, you know, I mean, granted, you know, you have the X Factor and you have, you know, America's Got Talent and, you know, you have those shows, but I can't understand there's something different about the Ed Sullivan Show, shows like that, where or Candid Camera and like fun shows where, you know, you're doing, you know, it's sweet, innocent fun and hee-haw and all those kind of variety of shows. And like I said, Ronan Martin Laughing. It's like those variety shows, you just don't have that quality anymore.
Right. You know what's very similar to those? I think it's, you know, like those
learn to be a star or try to be a star. But before I go into that, we have to take a break, Artie. So we'll be right back, folks, after this commercial. Stick around.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden. Fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com. for information on how to order.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. Gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I got no kick against modern jazz.
I love the Beatles. I am a very, very big fan of the Beatles. And God bless them. And because of the Beatles, I've learned to develop a British accent, which it's a lot of fun. And I noticed that when I speak with a British accent, not only do I fool most people thinking I'm British, but like I said, a whole nother personality comes out in me. And a lot of people get turned on by it. And but I only do it once in a while, because if you did it all the time, then it wouldn't be so special. So I do it just every once in a while. And there are times where people, you know, ask me, you know, where are you from? Where are you from? And I joke around a lot, and I keep with my accent, and I tell them, I said, can't you tell? I said, I'm from Central Jersey. We all talk like this. And it's so much fun going right into character. And, you know, I once dated this girl who was from England, and she thought I didn't sound good at all. And everybody else, I get compliments from everybody else except from her. And even other Brits, when I was around other British people, when I'm from England and I start speaking like that, they thought that I was English. So I don't know what her problem was. So, but it's a lot of fun. And it was interesting because there was a time when I went out on this one date, and for some reason, I don't know what got me started talking in a British accent, but the girl who I was dating could also do dialects. And so she was speaking in a British accent also. And it was a lot of fun. And when I tell you, the entire evening was just her and I speaking in a British accent. If we spoke one sentence of a normal, like, you know, regular Jersey accent, that was a lot. But it was a lot of fun. But yeah, but I find it, you know, to be a pleasure. And, you know, earlier in the show, you know, we were playing for you, Why Do You Build Me Up, Buttercup? And that is the happiest beat me up song I've ever heard in my life. Why do you build me up, buttercup, even just to let me down? And, you know, and like everyone gets into it and they go singing. And it's like, you know, people are sitting on the chairs and that song gets, oh, I love this song. Let's go up and dance. And everyone's like pouring out their heart about this beat me up song. And it's so ironic and yet so funny, but it is, it's a great, great song. And there's a few songs like that, you know, with certain songs, it's not even so much as the words that are great, but it's the, it's just the sound of the music, or even the sound of someone's voice sounds fantastic. And, you know, there, when I get asphyxiated on a song, hopefully I said that word right. But anyway, when I get hooked onto a song, I have no problem listening to that song, I kid you not, like 7 to 10 times in a row, over and over and over again, because I'm so in tune with the passion of the voice of the person. And or sometimes it is the words, but it's usually the sound of the music or the passionate speaking voice of that person. And it like mesmerizes me. And so I do that a lot. And as you just heard, I was just going back into my British accent. I do that a lot. It's a lot of fun. And like I said, when I was at the Arthur Findlay Foundation last week, or a couple of weeks ago, and to be around all the British people, and, you know, people were from all around the world. So everyone had their brogues, you know, from Ireland or from Scotland. And it was just so much fun to be with people and their demeanors. And it was really, really cool, because there were certain things that I was being very conscientious about where I felt bad about within myself. And one of them is my memory. It's not the best. And this is something my girlfriend was saying to me, that she says, you know, it's not cool, you know, to have your memory blocked out, you know. And, you know, it's okay. I understand it for your business, you know, because when we do readings, what I found to be a common denominator with other mediums is that we have next to no memory. And the thing is, like, we're in a trance, and we say a lot of things, and we have no recall of what we said to other people. It's just we're there in the moment, and then that's it. So whether I do things as a medium, or, you know, communicating to the other side, or if I'm doing psychic readings. The only time I remember stuff is when people tell me things that have happened after I've already told them. So I'm in a conscious state of mind. So I hear the stories after the fact. But while I'm in the moment, my memory stinks. Unfortunately, my memory stinks even in my personal life. And so I get accused a lot of times that I don't care, or that I'm inconsiderate, or you're not listening to me. But I really am listening in the moment, but it's about retaining what I've heard. And I don't feel like it's a dementia thing because, well, I know it's not now, only because it's a common trait with other mediums. So what's really interesting as far as this other career is policemen. Policemen are trained to be controlling, to take control of situations. Policemen are trained not to trust and to look for problems before they happen. And unfortunately, they take that negative energy and bring it into their home life, which is horrendous, which is really unfortunate. And because, you know, it causes a lot of distrust, and it causes a lot of heartache and a lot of breakup. And like I said many, many times, if you don't have trust in a relationship, I don't care how much you love the person, if you don't have trust and loyalty in a relationship, you don't have a relationship. So, but like I said, it's just there are certain traits about one's career that it would be healthy if you had that on-off switch. Now, as a psychic and a medium, I do have an on-off switch. I'm off most of the time as far as an individual, as far as me as a human. I'm off. I'm not on 24/7 as psychic or medium, whereas Sky, she's on 24/7. And I know that's by personal choice, because it's just about creating boundaries, and it's about having control of yourself and control of the spiritual world. So, but with that, I'm going to leave you with that, because we got to go. This hour is now over, and we're going to have another hour. So stick around, because Sky and I, the dynamic duo that we are, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.